Dear parent carer, after the longest winter term I have experienced, this half term has positively flown by. It was a real privilege to watch our school show Matilda this week. I could not be more proud of our extremely talented students who made this a performance to remember. Both nights were sold out and our local primary schools were treated to an additional 2 shows in the school day. I am very grateful to our very dedicated staff who gave up so much time to coordinate such brilliant performances. Please look out for snippets of the show on our social media profiles. Towards the end of this half term, we also held our 12-hour challenge for our Duke of Edinburgh Bronze Group, which was supported by our Silver Group. The challenge started at 8 p.m. and the students remained up and active all night completing all manner of challenges, including raft building in the swimming pool in the early hours. Raising aspirations, Trip also went to Oxford University, and a GCSE drama group went to see Stephen Berkoff's Metamorphosis at the Coventry Belgrade Theatre. At the start of this half term, we held a mock exam results day for our Year 11, where students experienced arriving at school to receive the results of their pre-public exams sat at the end of the previous term. This was followed with information and advice around next steps and target setting. We also held a well-attended key stage for Options Evening for Year 9 parents and students, where we launched our new key stage for curriculum. Our Year 9 students have now made their option choices, which starts the process of organizing the shape of their Year 10 curriculum and the start of their GCSE and vocational pathways. In the half term to come, we will be running a 4-week grade booster program for Year 11, which will be followed by selected subject support in the first week of the Easter holidays. Click here to view more. Year 10 will prepare for and sit their Year 10 examinations commencing on the 11th of March, 2024. These will be used to assess progress this year. Click here to view the Year 10 PPE timetable. We will also be preparing for the summer term launch of a communication app for parents, which will provide a one-stop location for all of the school communication applications such as Go4Schools and Parent Pay. This will include a new and improved application to track student rewards and VP points. I remain very proud of our students' attendance, positive behavior, and uniform. I am grateful for all of your parental support in maintaining these important standards that provide the foundations for success at school. Please continue to check our uniform policy before making purchases to replace any outgrown uniform, and continue to let us know if there are issues that we can support you with. Click here to view our uniform page. Hopefully the weather will start to improve, and temperatures will start to rise so that more of our students are able to go outside at break and lunchtime. Please continue to encourage your child to bring a coat to school so that they can get some fresh air at social times. We wish to maintain a quiet and calm atmosphere in the building at these times, so those that wish to exert any excess energy will be asked to go outside. Please can I ask all parents who drop and collect their children off by car to do so outside of the school perimeter and not drive onto site. The start and end of the day is extremely busy with nearly 1,000 young people leaving the site. Such numbers require all of the available space, including the driveways, and we wish to keep our young people safe as they arrive and leave. If you require special consideration to enter the site in your car because of either a temporary or more permanent access arrangement, then please contact the school for an on-site car permit which should be displayed on entry and exit, linked to office email address. By limiting traffic entering site at these times, we will make entering and exiting the site safer for our students. I would like to wish you and your family an enjoyable half term. Yours faithfully, Mr. Foskett, Headteacher.